From the Renewery here in Palm Springs, California, this is another chapter in the ongoing saga that is Elcott, The Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and I am the great-great-great-grandson of the founding guiding light of Elcott, The Next Step, Hevner Elcott and his wife, Abdenodi. Abdenodi is a Arab name that means stallion. It's a male, masculine name, and yet it was the name taken by my great-great-great-great-grandmother so as to keep Hevner Elcott located, drilled in, separated, and rooted. Hevner Elcott was an old-school Californian, old-school American, who believed that women should be beat up and then tied to something and left there to their own devices, which was absolutely regressive. And it was only when he met Abdenodi that he realized, after being beaten himself and tied up and left to die under a Joshua tree plant, not more than 300 yards from where I am speaking right now, that the entire universe, as it were, came into clear relief for Hevner Elcott, and that's when Elcott, The Next Step, was founded. Some people will say, was your faith founded in violence? The answer that I give to you is, it was founded neither in violence, nor was it not founded in violence. And some people will say, well, that is very confusing, to which I respond, you are confusing. You confuse me, and you baffle me, with delight and with irritation. This is the response of every good Elcottian when confronted with the glad-handing and backslapping, with the greased palm and the ass-slap of the common man. Here in Elcott, The Next Step, we teach you, in no uncertain terms, how to get out of bed, go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, wash your face, go into the world with some semblance of a presentation, go and say, may I have a job from you, and not be laughed completely out of the building. In other words, what we do is give you good foundation for the beginning steps of your life. Whether you plan on becoming a multi-billionaire businessman, or you simply want to just get by taking eggs from a hen's nest in a dairy someplace and giving them to the lady and saying, I counted three today, Mrs. Brown, and she pats you on the head. You know the drill. You've been through it. So many of the people that enter into Elcott, The Next Step, are from that background. I can relate to them best by saying, you've got six eggs. You took all of them from the hen. How many must the hen lay tomorrow in order for you to make your quota to deliver to the old lady down the lane? These are things that some Elcottians understand, others don't. Now today on Elcott, The Next Step, what, Jerry?
Well, it's just, you're all over the road.
Jerry, I told you...
I'm sorry, Doc, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I told you, if you want to see something all over the road, keep talking.
Jesus, Doc.
No, go right ahead and keep talking. If you want to see something spread all over the road, do you remember that raccoon, that possum we saw 2 weeks ago?
Yes, the guts were all...
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, are you saying to me...
I am. If you want to look like roadkill, Jerry, keep right on talking. Yeah, funny, I don't hear anything, do you? Anybody out there hear anything? Quiet as a mouse is, Jerry. Why? Because Elcott has spoken. Elcott. E-L-C-O-T-T. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Excuse me, I sneezed. Today will be an exciting day here at Elcott, The Next Step, because we're going to back-to-back show you all of the video clips that we have taken from around these beautiful properties, the properties here of the Renewery in Palm Springs, California. The Renewery was one of the very first of the ashrams founded by Hevner Elcott and his wife Abadabi when they realized that their wagon train heading west to Portland or wherever they thought they were going was a big dead end. All Hevner Elcott saw was his future laid right out in front of him, and it was a big, empty... excuse me. It was a big, empty road going nowhere. And then when he added into that mix Abadabi, his wife, He was getting off of the buckboard and wandering into the woods with a skinning knife. Until suddenly, it occurred to him that with a new system of thought, one that emphasized humility, the complete destruction of ego and identity, that is then reconstituted, almost like a food product, would you then become, how do we say this? You would then become self-actualized. This then is Elkhart, the next step. Join me, won't you, ladies and gentlemen, now as we take a look at the various video clips that we presented to you here over the last several, days, last couple of days. Here's the very first one. Hold on. I'm going to show this one to you. You've heard our music has ended very spontaneously, but I'm going to back this up and get the video cast properly skewed so that you can see. Here, then, the Elkhart videos.
Christmas Day, and I'm going to be utilizing my priesterly powers. Hold on, I have to take a drink. Is it alcoholic? Yes, it is. Do I need it? No, I don't. Is it necessary? No, it isn't. But yet, do I have the right? Yes, I do have the right to drink the alcoholic beverages here in Elkhart, the next step. And so, Billy, if you want to get the... Jesus Christ. Elkhart, the next step, will now immerse. Elkhart. Wow, that was great. The immersion is lasting. And it lasts for as long as you do. For as long as I do. For as long as you do. Do. I just did what I didn't want to do. I said do. Oh boy, this is going to take some time. Yeah. Now this is the sacred path where the renewery is. We'll go down here into the trail. With us is Bithynia. And there she is. She's leading the way. Bithynia will lead the way here. Deep into these trails, it is said that the overlord gains his wisdom, his wit, and his ability to survive insult. We'll see whether it's true or not. The first overlord to become imbued was a guy by the name of Fess Watkins. And I can't tell you what happened to him, but I know that Fess today exists only on an atomic level.
Pardon me. We're going to start this again.
Now we're deep into the overlord. This is where the overlord was first. The first overlord to become imbued was a guy by the name of Fess Watkins. And I can't tell you what happened to him, but I know that Fess today exists only on an atomic level. Don't you laugh, goddammit. I can see you people out there laughing. You laugh at me, Elkhart. And there's a price to pay. Elkhart out. Many have lost their minds.
Yes. Let me just stop this for a moment.
It's just a circle of rocks.
I want to just back this up.
Welcome
this
back
is
here
the labyrinth.
To Elkhart. Now this I'm going to labyrinth. Go into the labyrinth. This is Elkhart, the next step labyrinth. And you'll see it. In this labyrinth, many have lost their minds. You can see why. It's just a circle of rocks. And right in the middle is the ancient Wiccan symbol.
I apologize for the audio dropout, ladies and gentlemen.
Fertility, but sterility. It represents both the rigidity and the flaccidity. Well, I don't want to go any further. I think you know where I'm going.
And it ain't in there.
Thank you. Yes. There's the Buddha. It says what?
B.
Aha.
B-E-E. I mean B-E.
Is that an incense? There's incense. That's an incense.
There are incense burners here. So something's been here. Not someone, something. This is the Elcott Renewery central valve. And this is where Beans Haberstam holds forth. And you have to understand, many of you will laugh, but Beans will come in and do what's called the goo goo gaga. Yeah, go ahead and laugh. Fuck it. Why did I even waste my time? The goo goo gaga. Uh-oh. What happened to my camera? Got bleached out.
Do you want to go,
Merry Christmas to you. Yes. This is Elcott. Here is our compound.
You got my sweater. Oh, you got my sweater. Yeah, these guys have, they're very pinchy. Oh my god. Shit.
And only Elcott.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to go back one. Here we go.
Elcott. And only Elcott.
Now, I want to explain. That was the... There you're seeing me. Now, this is the very, very important step here in today's podcast broadcast. You're about to see the immersion in the manure that I am about to partake in. And it was, well, I'll explain it, but this was today's activity. We went from the manure to the feed bin, and then I came back to our retreat here, and I don't know what I did, but I think I blacked out, I know, for several hours. So let's try this out and see how this looks. We'll have to get the scene in and... let us then begin here from the manure.
All right, this is Elcott, and you can see that I'm immersed in the waste from the Overlord's suites. There are six Overlord suites, and their toilets funnel right into what I'm sitting in. Now, I know that you're saying to yourself, Dr. Elcott must be insane. No, you're the one who's insane for not being here in this. Oh, the overlords are calling me. I think they need more tea. Bithynia is over there. You can see she's forcing a smile. Because the overlords will be calling for her later for, well, none of your beeswax. I'm kidding. Besides, she knows that that's her duty, as all initiates must. Oh, Bithynia and I are heading over to the Elcott Central Feeding Zone, otherwise known as the restaurant. And we're going to have, there's Bithynia. We will have our nutrition. Then I will return and, of course, be with you for the overall podcast experience. Elcott, filming them, I would be reprimanded. But I'm doing this so that you can see.
Now I have to stop this.
We
have to stop this and start it from the very beginning, because the overlords tried to interfere in the transmission of this, and I told the overlords it's not fair.
This is Elcott here, and these are the people you see behind me in the white robes are overlords. If they knew that I was actually filming them, I would be reprimanded. But I'm doing this so that you can see how deep in consternation. Okay, there went an overlord, a trainee. I may get reported. Oops. Ow, that hurt. This is Elcott, the next step. And I'm here now in the creamery. Bithynia's with me, but she is, as per instructions from the overlord, she's pretending that she doesn't know me. Now, that is part of my punishment for calling Jerry a fag and a queer, and I do apologize for that. But as my punishment, Bithynia must act as if she doesn't know me, and at some point this evening she will scream, well, she'll scream rape, and then I'm going to be arrested. I'm only kidding, and that's one of the reasons why I get in trouble with the overlords. They don't like my sense of humor at all. Elcott out. Elcott out.
Well, there you have it. Today's activities that dovetail very nicely with the weekend activities. Tomorrow there will be more. Now, as you know, this is a Backstage Pass only show. Today's Backstage Pass only show, and probably should have given the hashtag word of the day. But because it's a BSP only show, and what's the point of us giving away a free subscription to a BSP only show? Well, that's pretty goofy, isn't it? However, today's BSP hashtag is, today's BST contest hashtag is, Deck the Halls, or excuse me, Deck the Calls, DeckTheCalls, Deck the Calls. That is the Elcott hashtag for today, Deck the Calls. And perhaps we should try to fit that into the very beginning here, because what we're doing is giving away a year's subscription to our website, as well as the full digital collection of the best ofs, The Phil Hendry Show. This is Ed Elcott for Elcott The Next Step. I don't really care about Phil Hendry, his show, his contest, or any of that other bullshit. Excuse me.
Oh, Doc, you're showing.
Well, I've been showing it for a while. I had to be punished for calling you a fag and a queer.
Yeah, as well you should be.
Right. No, I don't deny that. I was punished at dinner tonight for saying that. So I had to go on, and Bithynia had to pretend as if she didn't know me. And in fact, in one instance, she had to ask for protection from me, even though she didn't need it. It was all done to embarrass me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today's Backstage Pass show. It's concise. It was precise. It was immutable. It was, I think the trajectory was proper. And I think it had a good body, a good evanescence, and the flavor and the taste were of oaks and chocolates. In other words, today's show was like a good vintage wine. Wouldn't you say? You wouldn't? Well, who cares?
Well, I mean, Doc, you're making an assumption.
Jerry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's too late to say you're sorry. Do you know that I'm Elcott?
I know, you're an Elcott North.
Yes. You have never trained to do anything other than, you know what I would say here, were I allowed to.
Suck dicks.
There you go. And yet you constantly interrupt me. Anyways, I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, and for dinner this evening, we had curried spinach, we had a walnut stew, we had a cheese loaf, we had several different varieties of onion, we had a hash made up of grains and cereal packages that go back thousands of years in Syria, we had some Melba toast, Bithynia had her choice of pumpernickels, which I'm not crazy about, but she loves it, especially with butters or cream cheese. And then I had, for my entree, deviled meat of some kind. Don't ask me what it was, because I don't know. I don't want to know.
Well, you,
Jerry, would you shut up? Shut the hole under your nose.
Well, you can't say, ow!
Jesus.
Yeah, you're supposed to shut up, Jerry, because you're not an Elcott.
Well, neither are you. You're just one of the listeners.
Yes, but he's on my side, Jerry. He took my side. And that's all you need to be worshipful and ingratiated within the Elcott limits. Now, here is our program schedule. Coming up on Monday, we'll have our final program here from the Renewery and Manuri. So Monday will be our final program. And then we'll be back at the El Pacifico for Tuesday's show, etc., unless otherwise noted. I certainly do want to thank all of you for being a part of today's program. And don't take any wooden nickels or any of that bullshit. You know how it is. And certainly remember that through it all, Elcott The Next Step has got your back. In fact, Elcott The Next Step has got your feet. You know? Dig what I'm putting down, huh?
No good.
Well, at least I'm trying, goddammit. At least I did that much. Elcott out.